Oh, oh, the big beat bass.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat bass.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg, so he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Hello, children. Here is your music for today.
We slide into the November 5th, 2009 edition of the Big Beat Show. We just listened to the Five Ramblers on Lum Tone Records from out in California. August 1963 was the date of that one. And it was called Slide, Slide, Slide. Hi, my name is Lou Rollo, and I'm glad to have you here tonight for a very special Big Beat Show, because I'll be filling in for Richard Skelly tonight, and that means, with his extra 2 hours, I'll be playing 90 minutes of vocal group harmony and then 90 minutes of blues, but it's really rhythm and blues, blues. Lou's blues, as they call it. But let's get back to the Big Beat Show. I got a pretty nice selection of stuff for you this evening, and I hope you enjoyed that first one by the Five Ramblers. I got some information to give you, too, so get a pencil and paper or a piece of chalk or a lipstick or anything you can want to write with. And that's what I'm going to have you do, is write with it, okay? But right now, let's see. We have the first of five records that the Guy Tones did for the Deluxe label. And this one was issued August 1957. Here are the Guy Tones and Ubop Shaboom.
Ubop Shaboom, Ubop Shaboom. Ooh-bop-sa-boo, ooh-bop-sa-boo. All my life I waited for a lover like you. Ooh-bop-sa-bee, ooh-bop-sa-bee. Give all your love to me.
In my car, ooh, she blew,
ooh, she blew, ooh, she blew,
ooh, ooh, she blew,
ooh, she blew, ooh, she blew,
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 she blew, she blew, the coop, she blew, the coop, she blew, the coop, she blew, the
coop, she blew, right from heaven, knocking,
pretty,
I shuffled up and started saying, how did you do? She didn't say a single word, but ooh, she flew, ooh, she flew,
ooh, she flew,
ooh,
she flew,
ooh, ooh, she flew,
ooh, she flew,
ooh, she flew,
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 she flew, she flew, she flew,
baby, now, this ain't no jive. If you be a pal of mine, I'll let you drive. drive. She got behind the wheel and never said a word. Stepped down on my gas and left me on the curb. Ooh, she blew.
Ooh, she blew. Ooh, she blew.
Ooh, 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 she blew.
Ooh, she blew.
She blew.
She blew.
She blew. Ooh, she blew.
She blew. She blew. She blew.
I'm telling you, she blew, yes, she blew,
yes,
she blew,
yes,
she blew, boy, she was flighty, gosh almighty, how she blew.
Oh, yeah, with a little skip there in the middle of her flight. We just heard the Avalons on Groove Records, the Avalons from Newport News, Virginia. That was issued in February 1956 and is called, you guessed it, Ooh, She Flew. And just before that, on Meteor Records from 1956, a really wild song by the Del Rios called Lizzie. And, yep, the Guy Tones opened it up on Deluxe from August 57. And Ooh-bop shaboo. Right now, let's see. We've got something on the, originally on Lost Night Records, believe it or not, came out on Lost Night in 1961, and then a little later on in the year on Zara Records. In this case, I have it on Zara. I don't think I have this on Lost Night at all. But you know what? Sounds just the same, if not better, on the Zara label. Here are the Veltones, and this is called I Need You So.
Oh,
Yeah, well, I'm not sorry I played that. That's pretty nice. Called Sorry Sorry by a group called the Teenage Moonlighters. Yep, on the Mark label. 1958 was the date on that one. And it was the Velvets on Lost Night in 61, and I played it on Zara in a little later in 1961, the Veltones, and I Need You So. And I do need you so, and I'm glad you're always around listening to the Big Beat Show here on WRSU since 1981. That's right, 1981, and I've been doing it since about 1993 or 4. I don't know, I have to go back and check on that one. Okay, so let's see, I just played something by the Veltones on Zara. Here's another group called the Veltones. It may even be the same group, I'm not sure. This one was issued on the Wedge label in 1964, but it was probably recorded in 1959. Are you confused enough yet? I'm not sure it's the same Veltones, but here is this Veltones, and this song is called I Want to Know.
Chapman.
And I'm Ty Terrell.
And I'm Bill Richards.
And we're the Robins.
Yeah. And this is the only place to be.
Tell me you love me. Tell me you are mine. Oh, my darling, tell me all the time.
Let you go.
you got.
Oh, yeah, that was the Five Chancellors, and here are the Thrashers.
Sometimes it seems like everything goes wrong, but then again, I just a happy song. But no matter what, I'll bet I'd be.
Yeah, nice, sweet, chiming ending there. The group really showed off their stuff at the end of that record by the Thrashers. That was called Forever My Love. That group was out of Brooklyn and originally came out on Mason's, a very small label, Mason's Records, in 1957. But in 1963, it got on the big label, Candlelight. Just kidding. Candlelight wasn't that big a label either. But it was on Mason's first, and then in 63, Wayne Stirley put it out on Candlelight. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a look at the Big Beat schedule. Today is November 5th. Here's the bad news, and believe me, there's a lot of it. There's basketball preemptions on Thursday night on November 12th, 19th, and 26th. That's what I found out for the preemptions in November. So this will be it for November. So I was going to be back on December 3rd. I found out that on December 3rd and December 10th, there are preemptions for basketball. So I should be here on the 17th, which brings us to the 24th and the 31st of December. And I'll tell you, gang, right now that's up in the air. Probably be here on the 24th. That's Christmas Eve. But New Year's Eve is in doubt. It kind of depends on whether the station is up or not. Okay, that's really, I'm going to leave it up to that and a few other things. Okay, so not going to be here for the next 5 weeks after this. Hopefully we'll be back on the 17th, the middle of December. And again, on the 24th and the 31st, don't know, and who knows what's going to happen in January. So, all right, now, for those who are subscribers, you're going to get an extra show. It's already done. And that'll also be archived on vocalgroupharmony.com and eventually at Doo-Wop Taxi, okay? So I hope you wrote all of that down. That's the bad news. But, hey, what are you going to do? Thanksgiving is coming up. I'll tell you something. I am so thankful to WRSU for having such enlightened programming as this and many, many of the other shows that you will hear on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, 24/7. Okay, so I really think, I hope you're tuning in for a lot of things, like the reggae show that comes on before me now. I used to come on after Jeff Wirtz and his punk rock show. Both fine gentlemen who love their music, and they put on fine shows. And, of course, Richard Skelly, usually here after me, playing 2 hours of blues. Tonight's different because I'll be filling him in for him at 9:30 for an hour and a half. And let me tell you exactly what Here's a little bit of what I play when I do the Big Beat show. Here's a few selections that I have for tonight. We've got Paul Hucklebuck Williams, Hal Singer. I got a blues record by Little Richard. Titus Turner, believe it or not, without a group, on Atlantic. Louis Prima and Sam Butera. That's right, I'm playing them tonight. Brownie McGee, the Sonny Terry Trio, and a Clarence Henry record. Okay, stuff like that. That's what I plan. I'll be featuring my favorite saxophonist, Ben Webster, also during the show tonight. But right now, let's go to a group from Detroit. I believe this was recorded in a hotel room in Jersey City. I'm going to send this out to Angelo Pompeo because he wasn't just instrumental in getting this, but he's the guy who got it completely, all right? This is the Velvet Angels, who are really sort of a descendant group of the Diablos. This was recorded in the mid-50s and put out on a Relic LP. And we're going to hear a cut from that LP right now. I think we are on side one, cut four. Here are the Velvet Angels, a cappella, and Your Love.
Can't get along just fine. I want you all the time. Oh, baby, you can do what no one else can do. I want you around me all the time. Can't walk, can't even talk. Can't live without you no more. Can't eat, can't even sleep. You're all that I'm living for. Got the ring to fit your finger right. I wanna take you home with me tonight. To say the words I do. Then the baby I'm with you. I want you around me all the time. I'm living for. Got the rain to fit your finger right. I wanna take you home with me tonight. Just say the word I do. Then the baby I'm with you. I want you around me all the time. I want you.
Oh, yeah, that's a really nice one. I like that. That's the Preludes on Empire Records from April 1956. I Want Your Arms Around Me. And the Velvet Angels. What a nice acapella. Have you ever seen that? I'm sure it's out on CD now, too, that Velvet Angels album on Relic. You really you might want to pick that up. Let's put it that way. Your Love by the Velvet Angels. And it's hard to prelude. So let's see. We've got plenty of time left. That's great. Let's slow it down a little bit. Go to the Timely label out of New York City. And this is a New York group, too. This was issued in November 1954. Here are the Charmers. And you ready for this? I Was Wrong.
If you will listen, then you will know.
All right, now, get the pop in there. If you will.
Come on, you guys, would you get it right? I'm on a show here. I got a radio show to do.
If you will listen, then you will know. If I could tell you I love you so.
I was wrong. was wrong. Oh, give me this.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. Give me what you promised to me.
Gospel for you here on the Big Beat Show. That time we heard the Swan Silvertones from 1964, only on an LP that was called Search Me Lord, coming on a VJ LP number 5059. The Swan Silvertones. Oh, that's what I said before. The Swan Silvertones and Search Me Lord. I guess that's what you say when you get arrested by God. Oh, search me. All right. Just before that, the Carnations with Gimme, 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 something that came out on the Enrica label from 1959. A nice little jump tune there by the Carnations and the Charmers. The Charmers on Timely Records. It was November 1954. Yep, it was November, just about like now. You know how the weather is in November, but that's how it was. But they recorded anyway. I Was Wrong by the Charmers. And now, let's see, I got a couple of things to tell you right now. First of all, this is a very important, I forgot to bring this last week, Saturday, December 5th, and I'm not going to be here to tell you about this, so I'm telling you now. Two great groups are going to be appearing at the North Penn VFW Hall in Glenside, Pennsylvania. North Penn VFW Hall, Glenside, Pennsylvania. That's 2519 Jenkintown Road in Glenside, all right? It's going to feature Quiet Storm, an outstanding group currently, and another outstanding group currently, and for quite a long time, actually, Street Corner 5. If you have not seen these two groups and you live anywhere near driving distance or helicopter distance, you really might want to check it out. It's a dinner show. Dinner is at 7 o'clock, showtime at 7:45, roast beef buffet dinner, dancing and show, and a cash bar available. Hit the numbers to call. Ready? 267-231-1825. That's 267-231-1825. You will get to see Quiet Storm and Street Corner 5. Going to be playing something by Street Corner 5 in a little while, after a couple more records. And I think it might be a good idea. Nice way to start the holiday season. Okay, that's December 5th. That's a Saturday night. And the number to call, 267-231-1825, to see a concert or show by Street Corner 5 and also Quiet Storm. All right. I got two things for you by the Mellow Harps right now. They did a song on the Do Re Mi label originally, and it was issued in 1955, and the song was called Love is a Vow. There was an alternate take of that was put out on 45 on the Rego label in 1993, September of that year, and that's what we're going to hear. The alternate version of Love is a Vow by the Mellow Harps. Then right after that, we'll go to an original Mellow Harps tune called Gone, which did come out on the Tin Pan Alley label in February of 1956. So here's two Mellow Harps for you on the Big Beat Show. Love is a Vow, alternate version, and Gone. Wow, what a powerful record, huh? There's four or five voices just full of testosterone, just really going off on that recording. Gone by the Mellow Harps on Tin Pan Alley Records for February 1956. The same group gave us Love is a Vow, but we heard an alternate version that came out in 1993 with the original in 1955. Got another announcement for you. On Monday nights on your radio and internet, if you live anywhere near the Philadelphia or Camden area, Monday afternoon, 5 to 7, the Rhythm and Blues Soiree with Jim Baquet and Paul Ressler. That's 1460 AM on your radio dial, or anywhere in the world if you want to plug in and go to WIFI1460AM.com, okay? WIFI1460AM.com, Mondays from 5 to 7. You will be treated to some two guys who know what they're talking about, and we'll play you music that's just all over the place and wonderful, wonderful stuff, okay? Jim Baquet, by the way, sings in the group Street Corner 5, and I have something up for you next by that group Street Corner 5. This comes off a CD called Singing in Singing in Acapelladelphia. They're from Philadelphia, basically the Philadelphia area. And that's the title of the CD. I'll give it to you again. Singing in Acapelladelphia by the Street Corner 5. It's hard to pick a number to play for you, but I decided to play this one because it's probably the most unusual of the tunes on the CD. And you ready for this? It is called You Don't Believe a Word I Say. You ready? Here we go. Street Corner 5.
Believe me, I'm begging, please. This is Rudy West's Five Keys. You're listening to the Big Big Show. Stay tuned.
Remember that I owe always be true.
Say I care. Just say the word and I'll be there to share your every pain. Please tell me, am I to
love? Oh yeah, the sweet sound of Jimmy Holmes singing lead with the Ink Spots on the King record label, known as the King Ink Spots. Really great Ink Spots group, although not the original Ink Spots group. I'm going to give them this because they're that good. King number 1336 from April 1954. The great Ink Spots. And am I too late? I didn't bring the paper with me, but don't forget that Ronnie I tribute coming up in November. And the number to call for that Ronnie I tribute with the harp tones, the Clickettes, and all the other great groups, Solitaires, I believe. The number to call is 973-365-0049. It's the Lodi Boys and Girls Club. And I really think you're going to like that, okay? So we just heard the Ink Spots with Am I Too Late. Just before that, we heard the Five Keys. Something recorded 1961, maybe 1962, but not issued till 1967 on the Inferno record label. Rudy West and the Five Keys is how they get credited, and that was called No Matter. And since we did an Ink Spots tune just now, let's go back for way back for two more, just two more. Not the Four Tunes, but the Four Tones, a group that goes back even before the Four Tunes. This one is actually a late one for them, June 1951, on Columbia. We're going to hear by the Four Tones, Shadow of the Blues. And since so many of you like the Four Vagabonds that I played for you, I guess last week, I'm going to give you another one on Bluebird from February 1943. I'm not going to tell you the title of that one. You're going to know it, I bet. Most of you will know it. So the Four Vagabonds from February 1943 on Bluebird. But right now, the Four Tones on Columbia.
The shadow of the blues keeps following me. There's something I can lose. Let me be. I'm so weary, just don't know what to do. My baby's left me alone, and now I'm out on my own. I just can't take it.
Can't take it,
because the shadow of the blues keeps following me.
There's something I can lose,
just won't let me be. So dreary,
I can't lose the shadow of the
the day long, whether rain or shine. She's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
That's right. I knew you were going to like that one. Yes, you do. The Dan Lears. That's right. That was the Dan Lears. A late record for them on Everest Records from 1961. It was called Foolish. Really nice, huh? And February 1943, right in the middle of WW2 on Bluebird Records, the Four Vagabonds with a war song called Rosie the Riveter. And it was the Four Tones and Shadow of the Blues on Columbia Records from June of Don't sit down. Stay on the floor.
She's all yours. Take her along.
got that right. The Impressors on Cub Records, May 1958. Oh, no. Take a breath. Go sit down. Do You Love Her was what it was called. And just before that, The Velours on Onyx, March 1957. A semi-classic, I guess you could call them. Anything by The Velours, really. And that was What You Do to Me. It was on the Nestor label in 1954 and on Teenage Records in 1956. The Monterreys did Someone Like You.
It wasn't a lie.
saw some fine stuff there by the Five Tones Quintet on Atlas Records from December of 1955. And man, they got it right. It wasn't a lie. And just before that, we heard Someone Like You by the Monterey's, Nestor 1954, and Teenage Records in 1956. Don't forget, Quiet Storm and Street Corner 5, Saturday, December 5th at the North Penn VFW Hall in Glenside, Pennsylvania. The number again, 267-231-1825. So I'll be back whenever I get back. I guess I'm not going to be here for at least 5 weeks, I guess, after this. That's what it looks like, middle of December, if that. So may harmony be with you until then. Please, please be safe. Please, thank you very much, and I'll do the same. And we'll end up tonight with one of my... I've ended the show with this record several times. Decca Records, April 1952. That's when the Blenders did a song called I'd Be a Fool Again. And we're going to listen to it right now. May harmony be with you. Thanks for listening, and good night. The Blenders.
Ooh, let them laugh at me. Ooh, wrong as I may be. Ooh, gladly I forget. Ooh, without the least regret. Ooh, if I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again. My friends could see what's inside of me. Would they turn away each time they hear me say, if I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again.
Let them call me a fool. For when it comes to love, who of us can say we're wise?
Though my heart is lost, who cares what the cause? I found paradise, and it was worth the price. If you'd say, let's start all over, I'd be a fool again.
Well, let them call me a fool. They see through different eyes. For when it comes to can say we're wise.
So wise.
Though my heart is lost, who cares what the cause? I found paradise, and it was worth the price. If you'd say, let's start all over, I